Welcome to today's episode of the Fit to Lead podcast. I am super excited to introduce you to Taylor Scarpello. Prior to the loss of a beloved family member, Taylor had built two successful businesses that she loved, but she realized as an entrepreneur that she was missing out on the beauty life has to offer. It wasn't until she experienced the loss of her grandmother that she realized that she wasn't living her authentic truth, nor fulfilling her life's purpose. She began to turn inward, filling her days with yoga, meditation, theta healing, and attending sound baths to overcome her grief. And it was through her grieving journey that she became a theta healer, yoga instructor, certified sound healer, and integrated energy therapist. By incorporating all of these powerful healing modalities into her daily life, she's fully embodied her divine essence, and she can't wait to help you embody yours. And I am thrilled to talk to you, Taylor.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm so excited to share just a little bit more about myself, my journey, and hope it can help your audience as well and inspire them.
Absolutely. And I'll share a little intel on how Taylor and I connected. So I met Taylor because I went through sound healing certification and met her mom, who was in my class. And then I learned about Taylor and theta healing, and I tried it out. And I was like, okay, you have to come on my podcast. So I'm really excited to have you with me today. And I would love for you to kick off things by sharing a little bit more about your journey and how you really became the healer that you are today.
Thank you. It has been a journey, let me tell you. So I guess growing up, I was always exposed to spirituality and going to psychics and tarot and crystals. And I guess I really do owe it to my mom, where she was the one that really planted all of the seeds, because it was always part of my sister and I's our day-to-day life. Even though we went to Catholic school, she would combine crystals in little baggies and put them in our backpacks. And she would say, oh, just leave them in your backpack. They're just going to help you on tests, get through the day, and just make you smarter. We're like, okay. She's like, just leave them in there. Don't touch them. Don't do anything. I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, that kind of turned into more crystals. And it was just that snowball. And as I went through, I guess, high school and college, I always went back to spirituality. But however, there was always that thing or that obstacle that allowed me to go deeper into my own personal practice, whether it be in college going through those transitions or going through and overcoming an autoimmune disease. So I was diagnosed in 2018 with Epstein-Barr virus. So that was probably one of, I guess, as people like to say, spiritual awakenings. For me, it was one of those deeper awakenings where I really developed my own personal practice with yoga. And then after graduating college, I ended up getting into medical school. 2 weeks before, I decided that this wasn't the correct career path for me. So I ended up turning down that opportunity. And I had no idea what to do after that. So I grew up as a figure skater and went back to coaching. COVID hit. So as I'm in my groove, going through everything, it's like, yes, finally found my career path that I loved. I was working with kids, doing something I loved again. The whole entire world shut down. So I didn't know what to do next. So I went back to yoga, and I turned living with my family at home, still am.
Nothing wrong with that.
it's true. It's not, especially in this area. It's crazy. But I ended up turning our house the living room into a little yoga meditation retreat just for myself. And I was doing a lot of yoga every day. And I just got the message that as a society, we need to connect back with the earth and really use the earth for what it is here to help and to serve us. So I started to make skincare products. So I developed my own skincare brand and ended up launching that. And it was extremely successful. And I knew that I wanted to continue to help people. And as I was selling the product, connecting with our customers, I was educating them on gut health, skin health, hormone health, and really just my own obstacles that I had overcome. However, my grandma was a huge part of that skincare brand. And then I ended up extending the brand and became a holistic health practitioner. So I was just continuing my own education, helping with clients, not only internally, but or not only externally, but internally as well. And again, my grandma was just a huge part of that. Once we did lose her in January of 2022, it just completely rocked my whole foundation. And again, this was my first time that I experienced loss and grief, and I didn't know what to do, who to turn to. So I thought, let's go back, let's go in. I'm going to go and turn inward, because our body or who we are, we really have that key to help heal. Our bodies are a powerhouse. So I wanted to connect back with my own spiritual practice. And this time I ended up contacting my own or working with my Theta healer. And for 3 months, we worked together weekly, had weekly sessions. And within that time frame, my life just started to shift and started to have all these aha moments. It was breaking all different beliefs and fears. And it allowed me to start to really manifest the life of my dreams. And I would say about almost 2 years later, I can't even fathom the things that happen on a daily basis or where I am today. And even though I did experience great loss almost 2 years ago, I'm thankful towards it, because it has propelled me and pushed me into a huge new chapter that I'm so excited to go into 2024, embarking on this and being able to share everything that I have created, or this little toolbox of my own, where I'm able to continue to help others overcome their own grief or just their own obstacles in general.
I love that. I love
Thank
that. And maybe you could dig a little deeper into how Theta healing works and how the benefits that you get from it, from that process.
So Theta healing is a very powerful healing modality. It works with the mind. So there are four different brainwave states, and theta is one of them. So hence theta healing. So we are working with the subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind controls 95% of our life, where the conscious mind kicks in with that remainder 5%. So the subconscious mind really wants to keep us safe, wants to keep us in our comfort zone. So however, with theta healing, we are able to break free of any limiting beliefs, fears, doubts, trauma, anxiety that you are experiencing through the theta brainwave state. So a session is all done in a meditation between the practitioner and the client. And I'm able to guide the client up into the theta brainwave state, open up your subconscious mind, which can sound a little scary at first, but once we're able to dig into the subconscious, we're able to find all of the bottom beliefs. It's really just finding that root cause as to why you are experiencing, let's say, abundance or money blocks, or maybe you haven't found your soulmate. We're able to find those beliefs or anything that is blocking you from taking that next step forward in life. However, that's pretty much 95% of theta healing. There's the fun aspect of it, which is pretty much like the brain candy. It's working with the other planes of existence. So theta healing is done out of the seventh plane of existence, which is the energy of creation. That's how it does become a form of energy healing rather than just some sort of like therapy or another type of like talk therapy. So we are able to channel other planes of existence, work with angels, your ancestors, as well as the energy of creation, which is source energy, the universal laws. One thing that is a lot of fun to do is bend time. So if you want to enjoy your vacation just a little bit extra, you're able to bend time just to allow your vacation to go by just a little bit longer. If you want to just really just give yourself rest. It's a perfect little bonus to add in. So there's a lot to do when it comes to theta healing. It's very vast, yet extremely powerful.
I love that. And how about the integrated energy healing? So I know it's a little bit different, but maybe you could maybe explain the differences, maybe how they work together.
So IET is a little bit different than theta healing, or I guess a lot different. So theta healing is done in a meditation. We are communicating between the practitioner and the client. So we would be talking, even though we are in a meditative state. However, IET or integrative energy therapy, it's very similar to Reiki. So rather than using the seventh plane of existence, IET works with the angelic realm. So it does work with the angels. They do assist in this healing modality. So IET will allow you to release any negative emotion that is being stored within the body. So the body has different energetic points. And within these energetic points, different emotions, trauma, experiences are all stored within these points. So for example, your traps or even your kidneys do store fear. So we are able to release the fear and integrate safety. So during a session, we release the, say, negative or heavier emotion, and we instill and integrate the positive emotion.
That's awesome. I love that. So you've taught and learned, experienced so many different healing modalities. What would you say is your favorite and why?
I always go back to theta healing. It's my go-to. For me, I grew up in an environment that I've been exposed to so many different healing modalities. My dad's a chiropractor. I was raised very holistic. Going to shamans or sound healings was always my go-to rather than going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Or would just end up going to my dad. But for me personally, theta healing was the one that tied everything together, where I was able to really fine tune and find that root cause as to why I was having different why I was bullied in fifth grade, why that happened, where that stemmed from. So we're able to really break those patterns and see where the cycle started and now how you can move forward and again create that desired reality so that you no longer have to continue to experience these patterns or that same cycle. We're able to just break contracts and whatnot.
I love that. And as I mentioned, I did theta healing with Taylor. That was the first time I'd ever tried it, and it was like, I didn't know what to expect. I was just totally open to whatever. Like an open book. And it was so just really different and cool. And it's like, you don't realize the impact until days later. And I think you're so sweet. You're following up with me and like, how are you feeling? And I was like, I slept so well and I was having really clear dreams. And I just felt like I had a lot of clarity after that session. So it was pretty amazing.
Thank you. So highly recommend.
You're definitely very, very talented.
Thank you.
So I would love to ask you, what for you is a non-negotiable when it comes to your self-care? Because obviously your spiritual health is very important to you. So I'd love to know kind of what's a non-negotiable for you.
For me, it is my meditation practice. Every morning, first thing I do, I get out of bed and I do meditate. So I will do for my own personal practice, I will do a theta healing meditation just to connect with source energy and just ask, what guidance do I need for the day? Are there any downloads? So with theta healing, we are able to reprogram different limiting beliefs and then provide you with downloads so that your body knows what it feels like to be safe, to be loved, to be accepted, and so on. So I always ask for what downloads do I need for that day? What's in my highest and greatest good? And then after that, I do a gratitude practice because gratitude is one of the highest vibrations. And then I will do a quantum manifesting meditation.
Just to that manifest. That sounds delightful.
So definitely big with meditation.
I love it. And so, you know, with all the different healing modalities, so say someone is listening and they're like, I wouldn't even know which one to pick or where to start. What do you recommend for folks that are like, maybe they're have money blocks or trying to meet their soulmate? Like, what would you recommend that they may either try or, you know, test out?
So when you are undecisive, I always say, close your eyes and sit there, allow that thought to resonate with you and say, what is in my highest and greatest good? And allow your subconscious mind to answer. And it will answer within the first 3 seconds before your conscious mind kicks in. And as soon as that first thing that pops into your mind, that's it. Go with it, because it's also your higher self speaking. Or you can muscle test it as well to see if you are in alignment with that thing or that desire, which is something that is part of theta healing as well.
I love it. Those are definitely good recommendations. So around the same topic, any favorite books or podcasts or any you could recommend that for folks that are interested in learning more?
So one of my favorite books is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, where it just allows you to come back to the present moment. Because we just, as a society in general, we are so caught up either with the past or with the future. And we really forget about what's going on right now, because the future hasn't even happened yet. It hasn't been created. However, you could create the future where if you think that, oh, if I take this next step, this is going to happen. But what if you go a different way and now you could create a whole new chapter? So, but you can't do so unless you are so focused on the present moment.
I love that. Yeah. Mindfulness is so important. I always, you know, I'm a big proponent of meditation as well. And I always tell people, like, how weight training trains your muscles, meditation trains your brain to be mindful. Yeah. So love that. Exactly. All right. So this one always throws people off, but what is your favorite life hack?
Crystal infused water is one of my new favorites.
Ooh, do tell. Yes. Tell me more.
So are you familiar with crystal healing?
Yes.
Okay. So depending upon the crystals, some can get wet, some cannot. However, if you can charge your water with crystals as well as your own intention. So every morning I make bloodstone infused water to help ground myself, because I am someone that is very ungrounded because just as a theta healer, you are working with the other planes and other realms. So I am very in outer space, let's say. So this is something that I do drink first thing in the morning, just to help keep me grounded, set myself up for a great day. It also helps to purify your blood. It helps to bring better hydration, more oxygen into the body, as well as it helps with glowing skin. So bloodstone is also a stone of abundance. Helps to purify the blood, as well as the number one acne clarifying crystal. Ooh. So what I do before bed, I will fill up about a 10 ounce water bottle and just let the water sit overnight with 2 bloodstone crystals. And then in the morning, I will empty it and squeeze a lemon. So I do lemon bloodstone water.
Yep.
And I drink the water, but as I'm drinking the water, I'm also charging the water with my own intention, because water, it's made up of all different molecules, and when we're able to charge that, put our own energy in, it absorbs the intention, the energy. So now we are just reaffirming that we are love, we are abundant, or whatever that intention is that you want to just add into the water. You will feel it, you will notice the difference.
I love that. That is a great life hack. Now I have to get some bloodstone. I think that's one of the few crystals I don't have.
It's very powerful.
I love it. I love it. So tell me, where can people learn more about you, connect with you online, find out, you know, sign up for Theta Healing, all the things.
Thank you. So you can find me at empoweredsoul.com, and it is empoweredsoul.com, as well as on Instagram. The business Instagram is Empowered Soul. Same thing, empoweredsoul. And my personal Instagram is Taylor My Image. And both have lots of information about myself, Theta Healing, all of the incredible upcoming events, classes, things that are happening for Empowered Soul, which is the business that my sister and I own. And then my personal just has just more fun lifestyle, health, wellness, tips, tricks. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. So I will include all of that in the show notes to make it super easy that people could just click a link and connect with you. But I want to thank you so, so much for joining me today. It was so good to see you and to hear more about your story.
Thank you so much for having me. This was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Have you tried Built Bars yet? If you haven't, you are totally missing out. These incredible protein bars are macro-friendly, some are gluten-free and nut-free, and they come in amazing flavors like coconut brownie, raspberry cheesecake, and my newest favorite, churro marshmallow. So check them out and use the code AllisonJacksonFitness, all one word, and save 10% today. Try it out and see how you like it and let me know. And again, it's www.builtbar.com and the code AllisonJacksonFitness to save 10%. Try it out today.